The specific impetus for the trip to Uruk comes from the mouth of a young man who passes Enkidu and Shamhat, as they are making love again, on his way to Uruk for a wedding that he has catered. Enkidu's curiosity is aroused more highly than his passion. He interrupts the coitus and sends Shamhat over to make inquiries. The young man describes what will happen at the end of the ceremony. The priest will bless the young couple, the guests will rejoice, the bridegroom will step aside, and the virgin will wait in the marriage bed for Gilgamesh, king of great-walled Uruk. It is he who mates first with the lawful wife. After he is done, the bridegroom follows. This is the order that the gods have decreed. From the moment the king's birth cord was cut, every girl's hymen has belonged to him. As he listened, we are told, Enkidu's face went pale with anger. But we aren't told why he is angry. Is this the indiscriminate fury of a young challenger? Is he feeling moral outrage at Gilgamesh's jus primae noctis? If so, hasn't he understood that this is a ritual act sanctioned by the gods? Is the act sanctioned by the gods, as the young man says, or is this statement propaganda, issuing from a sexually predatory tyrant? We know that the gods have sent Enkidu to balance Gilgamesh's oppression, but we don't know the precise nature of that oppression. It is entirely possible that Gilgamesh, as the embodiment of the divine male principle, does have the right to sleep with every bride on her wedding night, but that he is appropriating other young women as well. It is also possible, as some scholars think, that the oppression has nothing sexual about it, that Gilgamesh, as a gigantic super jock, has been exhausting the men in athletic contests, and the women are worn out from taking care of them. Finally, if the young man's report is accurate, and if Enkidu has understood it correctly, is he rebelling against the divine order? Or, alternatively, does he accept the divine order and simply want to replace Gilgamesh as the stud planting his seed in the virgins of Uruk? We simply don't know. This not knowing is an interesting position to be in as a reader. It will become even more interesting in the monster-slaying episode of books 3 through 5. One thing it means is that we don't take sides. Yes, Gilgamesh is a tyrant, but he is also magnificent. Yes, he mates with the lawful wife, but this apparent sexual predation may be in the divine order of things, and to oppose it is not necessarily virtuous. Every negative about him is balanced by a positive. Of course, from another perspective, it is clear that the whole world of Uruk is out of balance because of Gilgamesh's manic excesses, and that Enkidu has been created to restore that balance. It is equally clear that the confrontation between the two heroes is not going to be a struggle between good and evil. There are too many ambiguities here for the mind to settle in a position of moral certainty. This leaves us with the raw emotion of Enkidu's anger, which, unexplained and uninterpretable, serves to move him from the shepherd's huts to the great city.